Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. Wake up, guys. Under the sea. Under the sea, in case you wonder who's going under. Amira and me, we're going to go all the way down and all the way back to Atlantis. And if you're living on this planet, you better know what Atlantis was. And if you don't, we have a gorgeous mermaid from Atlantis to tell you all about it. So let me introduce you to Amirabeth, the gorgeous angel from Atlantis. Amirabeth, aloha. Tell us about Atlantis. Aloha!
Oh, well.
Because she lives in Hawaii.
I hail today from the beautiful island of Kauai.
I'm so jealous.
Which is a perfect place for an incarnated mer-being or anybody who resonates with, you know, the element of water and the ocean and all her creatures and the concept of Atlantis and Lemuria.
I've got my Lemurian crystal. My Lemurian crystal is right next to the microphone.
Okay, good. That's a really good transmitter. Good place for it to reside.
I got to tell you, for somebody from San Diego to be jealous of a place, it's got to be Hawaii because San Diego's not bad, but Hawaii is like the best.
Well, you know, it really is. And if there is a promised land, it really is Kauai. I call it Planet Kauai because it is unlike anything else on Earth to be here. And the fact that I get to wake up every day on this beautiful island, you know, in this paradise is something I don't take for granted for 1 second.
Were you born there?
A little bit about. No. I moved here from the Pacific Northwest about a year and a half ago after traveling back and forth for a couple of years. I do retreats here on the island of Kauai a couple times a year. And one time after a couple of years ago after one of my retreats, I just decided I didn't want to go back to Portland anymore. So, you know, I sold everything and just made the leap across the ocean to build my, you know, my temple, my mer dynasty on the island and continue to do retreats with groups and individuals and all the other things, wonderful things that I'm building through this land. Wow. Yeah.
I've been there 6 times. My husband was half raised there. He went to high school there and I cannot convince him to retire there. Darn.
Well,
we got to work on that. Use your magic. Cause we have to retire there. It's so gorgeous.
Yeah, it really is.
And the vibrations, people who can feel vibration, the vibrations in Hawaii, you can feel them. It's like, you know, like, I can't explain it.
Yeah, it's a palpable, tangible feeling for all of your senses. You know, it's not just a sixth sensory experience, sensory. It's a multi-sensory tantric experience to set foot on any of the islands, really, because they're all so special and unique. And each one of them, you know, represents a chakra. And Kauai.
I didn't know that.
One in the third eye.
So which one is Kauai?
Yeah, they all represent a chakra.
So which one is Kauai?
Kauai is crowned in third eye.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, Big Island is root, and the vibrations between Big Island, which is Pele, the fire, you know, the root, the real earthy experience is very different than being up on this island, which is all about, you know, the etheric and being in the fifth dimension and being like a hardcore manifester, you know, as you walk this land. Very different, all unique and wonderful, all the islands.
That is so fascinating. See, my husband is fussing because when he was in high school, we're so old. That was in the 50s, 60s, early 60s. He said they have ruined Honolulu with all the commercialism. So
yeah, Oahu definitely has its own vibe, and Honolulu is much different. You know, I mean, it's a metropolis for sure. It's kind of like Vegas.
Okay, what chakra did they mess up with that?
I believe that's the sacral.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, right?
They ruined our sacral?
I believe that's right. Yeah, either that or it's the solar plexus.
Oh, dear.
You know, either way, yeah, there's a lot of really interesting energy in Oahu. But you go to the North Shore of Oahu, and it's beautiful. It's very much more like, you know, like Kauai or some parts of Maui that aren't so commercialized.
Yeah, see, he hasn't been back in a long time. And so every time we go through there, we kind of skirt through the busy airports, you know. And he doesn't realize that there's still nice places you can go to. And so he goes, no,
well,
they've messed it up. It's too commercial.
Giving it another chance.
I want to do that. I actually got my second doctorate from Kona University, and so I thought, oh goody, I can go back to Kona and get my degree. But they actually don't have graduation ceremonies there. And I went, rats! Mm-hmm. I missed an excuse to go to Kona. Darn. So I'm gonna have to come to one of your retreats, because I want to
fantastic. I'm going to have another one in the fall, probably September.
So I know that we're sisters, but how did you know that you are what you are?
Oh, God, great question. You know, my spiritual awakening came kind of late in life. I feel it was kind of late in life. I was in my late 30s when it kind of just, God hit me with a 2x4. As sometimes happens when we're getting the shoulder taps and things are, and we don't move. I got the spiritual 2x4. So kind of fast forward into going into the throes of my spiritual awakening and really connecting with goddess energy and divine feminine and beginning to explore really who I was and what my purpose was, on this planet, which previous to that, I thought I was just going to be a wife and a mother and live in a suburbia and drive a minivan and kind of be a soccer mom. And after my awakening, you know, I went through all the steps that people do where I started to read everything I could get my hands on, learn meditation, go take different classes, learn about crystals, you know, all those things that we do. And one day I was sitting in meditation in my room and my arms and my hands started to move on their own. Meaning they started to rise up around me and do these soft, flowy swimmy motions without me, like without me moving them. Something was coming from within me, moving my whole body. And I didn't know what that was. All I knew was it was felt very pleasant and very familiar. And I just allowed it and worked with it and surrendered to it for quite a while. And I soon found that when I got near people, my hands would do those gestures and those spirals around energy centers. And I would start to take away, you know, headaches that people had and help them to feel better. You know,
you're a healer.
Married to my children. Yeah. They would just start, you know, and spirals are very healing and infinity symbols are very healing. And that's what my hands just naturally, my whole body ebbs and flows in that way on its own. And I got so curious because, of course, at some point you look and you go, what is this? What's really going on here? I can't tell anybody what's happening to me because it feels so weird. I went.
And they'll put you away for that, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I went and had a past life regression done. I found a lady who'd been practicing regression therapy for many, many years in the Portland area, Julia Ingram, who later became my mentor and my teacher for regression therapy, had a session with her. And when she put me down into the hypnosis, you know, into the trance, I went into the ocean and started leaping up and down on her couch like a mermaid, exclaiming, I'm a mermaid, I'm a mermaid, swimming. And I found myself swimming. And it was a very, you know, it was a palpable experience. It was somatic. It was happening, literally happening in my body, in the room, and happening in this vision where I found myself swimming down in through the ocean and into a city under the sea.
Wow.
That I knew was Atlantis. And so that was my introduction to you know, the origins of my soul and put me on this path of, now what do I do with this? How is this going to serve me? How is it going to serve other people? I'm a mermaid, and my origins are from Atlantis, so where do we go from here?
About 2 minutes, so tell us in a couple of minutes, and then when we come back, we're going to explore that more. So two more minutes to tell us, what do you do with being a mermaid?
Well, you know, it set me off on this path and this journey to really explore my soul's lineage. Most all of us feel we come from somewhere else. You know, that Earth is kind of our temporary home, but we come from the stars, or maybe we come from the fairy realm or the mer realm. This helped me to anchor in the truth of who I was and why I was here and my purpose for showing up on this planet.
Yeah, but you sure don't go to Ancestry.com to find out. That's really hard.
Yeah. And so regression therapy, I went through 3 levels of hip training, teaching people to go into their own experiences through trance or hypnosis to help them in all different sort of areas in their life.
Wow.
It really changed my life so much. Learning regression therapy and being able to go get my own information from all these other simultaneous realms, you know, that we exist in.
That is so cool. When we come back, we're going to have to talk about some of these realms. And this thrills me because that's what my second PhD is in. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Amira Beth about all of those wonderful realms that you can get into. So we will be back with the Angel of the Ocean, Amira Beth.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, and we're here with Amira Beth. And any of you guys see the movie Splash with that gorgeous blonde mermaid, and you all think, this is a myth, right? There's no such thing as a mermaid. I think, again, maybe there is. And maybe she's not a young blonde. Maybe she's a beautiful brunette. And maybe Atlantis. Well, you know what? They have dug up some just outrageous, gorgeous crystals from under the sea.
Yeah.
So maybe it's all true. So
you know,
maybe
there's a reason that mermaid iconography is so it's so present in our culture right now. Everybody wants to be a mermaid. There's mermaids everywhere. The, you know, everybody's got mermaid shirts, buying mermaid tails. Like, there's kind of a craze that's been going on for the last
few years. Seriously?
And there's a reason for that. And I believe the reason is because, you know, the mer beings represent, we are the walking embodiment. And there's many, many mer beings around. And if you resonate with mermaids really, really strongly, if you fantasize it about being a mermaid as a child or as an adult, if you really feel called to, you know, to that archetype, chances are that you are an incarnated mer-being as well. The mer are the walking embodiment of the divine feminine. We are here. We have returned in human form to help restore the true divine feminine goddess aspect to this planet. We are the
I got to ask, were there mermen?
Oh, of course.
I mean, because
yes,
we had to...
And there are many mermen. There are many mermen walking the planet, too.
They don't
present themselves quite like the mer women do, but absolutely they're on the planet.
Why, are they afraid somebody's going to laugh at them, or are they just not that cognizant?
No, I think women are just more kind of like willing to be expressive or, you know, to admit, you know, more than most men are willing to say, you know, I really feel like a merman.
Aha.
It's just something that women are feeling a little bit more freer. And really, it doesn't even matter. It's the mer energy that's necessary, not necessary that it's a female or a male embodiment. It's the energy of the mer, of the water, you know, of the bringers of life through the element of water that is important right now.
And the other thing that's interesting about this is everybody goes, oh, geez, that's just, yeah, it's the ocean, well, big deal. But this society that we're talking about was actually more advanced than the one we're in right now.
Yes.
And people don't realize that. They had cures for things that we don't have cures for. They were more peaceful than we are now. And especially when we talk about Hawaii, because one of the things that I learned when I was studying for this second doctorate we were talking about on the break, my second doctorate is in clinical hypnotherapy, and we were talking about your regression, that's part of it. It was the society in Hawaii called Huna. When they sent their warriors out, before they sent their warriors out, they taught them about pre-war, before you go out to war. And when they came back from war, they brought them down. They decompressed them so they could come mm-hmm. back peacefully. These people
they
in the islands...
Back into the community.
Yeah, these people in the islands had a lot more advanced society than we've got right here now. They're a lot smarter than we are. And I think because they got it from under the sea. Seriously.
That, you know, that was a big part of it. They were very, maritime people. Their sustenance came from the ocean, and they knew the importance of the waters that surrounded them and really honored that as their life-giving force. So, yeah.
Yeah, I wish our military could learn something from Huna, because we have all these people coming back with PTSD. They're post-traumatic stress, and they were just throwing them back into the world. Ah!
Mm-hmm.
So have you in all of these past life regressions, does that tell you anything about coping with the modern society?
Every person who comes to me for regression therapy, it's a little bit different circumstance. And so, you know, remembering that time is simultaneous, it's not linear. All lifetimes are happening at once. Everything that has happened is happening, it's already happened. We're living in a memory.
Yikes!
And a regression just takes you to that part of your soul's memory and gives you access to what your soul experienced. And so what's most important in regression therapy is, of course, this line of time that we're on right now, right? This is the one that we want help with. So So when we go into other realms and remember the experience of our soul in these other places, maybe how we were hurt, what happened to us, or even the joyful things we experience, we can re-anchor that back into this line of time. So we help ourselves multidimensionally. You help yourself here, you help yourself there, and it ripple effects out really to all the different aspects of our soul that have been affected by some of the different traumas that have happened to us and the multitude of the experiences that our aspects go through. We are here for experiences, period. We're not even really here for lessons. We're here for experiences. Some of those experiences don't feel very good. So when visit these other realms and realities and lifetimes, we heal ourselves in the quantum field. We heal ourselves multidimensionally and especially affect the line of time that we're on now.
Well, do you believe that before we came into this life, we made a deal with our higher power or God or whatever you believe it is to learn a particular lesson, and so we came here this lifetime to learn that lesson?
Yeah, I think we made agreements to have specific experiences to grow our soul and to grow the collective. So we came for our own individual, and we came for the collective experience as well.
So my husband says mine is patience, a word I can't say. So I have to learn patience. Mm-hmm. So what happens if someone else on another path comes and crashes into yours and it doesn't work out?
Wait, I'm not sure what you mean. Like if you meet somebody in this realm and the experience doesn't go so well, or the relationship?
Yeah, their experience crashes into your experience, so you didn't get to learn what you were supposed to learn.
Well, I think we're always learning what we're supposed to learn, and maybe there is something we weren't aware we needed to learn through that experience. I really believe that everything is divine. Every encounter is divine. There's no accidents. And that
That's
our
true.
Soul, we co-create everything with everybody else. And how we label it, our perception just depends on how we want to label the experience. If you want to label that as something that was awful and unpleasant, then you can. If you want to look at it as something that is an experience that is helping me in some way to learn, to grow, then that shift in perception will determine how you feel and how you move through your experience and what happens to you after that.
That's true. Because I watched some show and they said, you know, when you pray to God, he answers every question, just sometimes the answer is no. And I was thinking about that, and I really don't think so. I think maybe it's not really no, it's just not now.
Sometimes it's not yet, or sometimes it's, you know, it's when I pray for something, I ask for this or something better. Because really, the universal consciousness knows more than I do, right?
Yeah.
When I'm asking for something, I ask this or something better because maybe God or Source has something planned for me that I haven't thought of yet or I'm not aware of. That's way better than what I'm asking for.
Yeah, you didn't really want that one anyway.
Well, we have to be in the trust. It's all, you know, very much about being in the trust of the experience and constantly projecting or focusing on what it is we want, not what we're lacking. But what it is that we want and holding that in our field and allowing divine alignment, the law of attraction, to move us forward in a way that's really benevolent to our experience. And the more in trust and the more in the flow we are with that, the less attached we are to the details, just hold that big picture of this is how I want to feel in my experience. It doesn't really matter to me how it shows up or who shows up. If I get to ultimately have this feeling of my experience, that's all that matters.
So you think the law of attraction works?
Pardon?
You think the law of attraction works?
Well, I think it's working for us all the time. I think we're always in the law of attraction.
Yeah,
sometimes we're attracting things to us that don't feel so good.
That's true.
Because we're not conscious of how we're using energy and vibration and frequency. But by holding the vision or the thought in our head, you know, and we have emotions, we have thoughts all day long. Thoughts come and grow all day long. We don't manifest every thought that comes into our head, but we do manifest or allow the ones that have an emotional charge behind them.
That's good.
So if
I like
you
that.
Have an emotional charge behind a thought or a feeling over and over and over again, whether that's something that you would call positive or negative, those are the ones that are most likely to show up into your experience. So the idea behind that is hold thoughts in your energy field, hold thoughts in your mind, and mostly in your heart space, you know, being in your heart space of how you want to feel. Leave the love of longing behind.
Yeah, we have to learn not to put charges behind things because I just love to ask questions. That's why I'm here doing this show. I love to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And so I will ask my husband, so why did you do this? And he thinks everything's accusative. And I just want to know why he did something. And he'll go, because mm-hmm. I'm stupid. And I'm going, stop saying that. Don't tell the universe to do things like that. I just wanted to know why he did it. It wasn't an accusation.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I would have had another method. So I want to know why he, yeah. So he thinks everything's an accusation. We've been together 50-something
years. People can get triggered by many things. And so sometimes we have to think of a different way to rephrase or reframe our questions.
Oh, man, 50 years we've been together, and I keep telling him, it's not an accusation. I just want to know what your method was.
Yeah. Yeah, just tell me. You're just curious.
Yeah. I don't. You'd think after 50 years he'd figure that out, but no. we have a minute. So this is interesting. So in past life regressions, you could go anywhere to any realm, any planet, any place, but you're still all together in the same place because it's just a giant ball of rubber bands.
Yeah, you get what's called dual awareness. So you are aware of the reality that you're in with, you know, you and I having the conversation. Then you're also aware of this other reality that you are visiting that might even include your, you know, your guides and angels giving you some help.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to take me a while to untangle the rubber bands that just popped in my head here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested, alternative, and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. And this is the bubbliest guest we've ever had. And I hope you've been able to keep your head above water, guys, because most of us cannot breathe underwater, but my guest can. This is Amirabeth, the Mer Lady, and she's going to tell us about some of the things that happened in Atlantis. Now, when we left, we were untangling all of those rubber bands about time and space. And unless you happen to have a PhD in astrophysics and geometry, you probably couldn't figure out all about the time-space continuum and how time is not really linear. It's multilinear. It's crazy. So forget all that stuff. And let's move on to sacred geometry, which you might need a PhD in that too. But there are a few people who can actually explain it and have it make sense. One of them is the lady that got me my Advanced Crystal Master certificate. That's Hibiscus Moon. And the other one is right here on the line, Amirabeth. So, Amirabeth, explain Atlantis and sacred geometry because it's so cool.
Okay, thank you. So some of you may have heard the term sacred geometry or seen sacred geometry shapes or configurations. The main ones you'll see out in the world are called the Flower of Life, which are many, many interlocking circles of the same radius, or Metatron's Cube, which is a compilation of 13 spheres, lines, and then holds all of what we call the Platonic solids. So the easy thing to know or remember about sacred geometry is, because part of my goal or my mission is to bring it out of esotericism and return it back to the people, because sacred geometry belongs to all of us, and you don't have to have a PhD or you don't have to go at all the different complications of what sacred geometry is and how to understand it, because it belongs to all of us. The shapes are transcendental.
And it's everywhere.
They belong to all of us. They're within all of us. So basically there are five Platonic solids as determined by philosopher Plato. The octahedron, which is air. The dodecahedron is spirit. The icosahedron is water. The tetrahedron is fire. And the cube is earth. So five Platonic solids, five elements. And the Platonic solids are the building blocks of our physical reality. If you look around, everything is geometry. Everything around us, our pictures, our houses, buildings, everything around us has a geometric component. So when you take those elements, you take those shapes and put them together, you get something that's called Metatron's Cube, which also includes the 13 different spheres, which are the feminine and represent the goddess aspect, and 13 is the number of mastery. So when you work with sacred geometry, you are literally aligning yourself with the blueprint of creation. Archangel Metatron places Metatron's Cube around everything he creates for God. So when you work with, when you meditate, when you wear sacred geometry, when you draw it, you are aligning yourself with the creative mind. You literally change the harmonics, the left and right hemispheres of your brain to align yourself with the thought or the mind of God. And I'm so passionate about sacred geometry because it is what we used in Atlantis. Everything was based on sacred geometry. Every building, all the gardens, all the community centers, everything was based on specific geometric forms and shapes that would enhance that particular, that particular garden or that particular structure. You think about
it's beautiful.
They're in the shape of a tetrahedron for a reason, because the pyramid or the tetrahedron, element of fire, is an energy enhancer, like it's an energy accelerator. The cube is about foundation, the four sides. It's about earth. It's about grounding. The octahedron with its eight, the eight different sides, is air. It's about thought. So when you take all of these different shapes and notice them around you and bring them into your sphere, you start to align yourself again with that great mind of God. So everything in Atlantis was comprised of sacred geometry. It was not something that was esoteric. It was something everybody was taught and everybody learned about. And again, you don't have to go really deep into the internet and figuring it all out. All you have to do is let the geometry work with you and meet you when you're at where you're at. So, I often recommend that people just print off black and white copy of the Flower of Life and color it, or Metatron's Cube and color it, or the Seed of Life, or whatever geometric shape is calling to you, and learn a little bit about that and bring it into your awareness. Several years ago, Archangel Metatron, who was the head architect of Atlantis, he was the head designer of the continent of Atlantis, where everything should go and what kind of geometry it would embody. He asked me a few years ago to tattoo Metatron's cube on my back. So my entire back is
no kidding.
A depiction of Metatron's cube with all the different elements and the spheres and some different artwork and things. And
is that why it's on my t-shirt?
That, pardon?
Is that why it's on my t-shirt?
Well, I'll tell you why it's on your t-shirt. So at the time, you know, when Archangel asks you to do something, you don't say no. And I thought, wow, that's a pretty good commitment to put, you know, Metatron's cube, have my entire back be that. And he says, you know, you'll find out later. Just trust me. He says, you're going to create a map. Your back is going to be a map for people to follow you out of the matrix into the mind of God. Because sacred geometry is the gateway. It is the exit point out of the matrix because of how it meshes us into the thought and the creative process of God. So, and I thought, okay, so I thought, great. So people in, you know, yoga will be able to see my geometry behind me and it will, you know, they'll notice this beautiful piece and they don't even have to know what it is. It will help them. Well, that wasn't really the plan. That was part of the plan. Several months ago, I purchased a crystal-infused sacred geometry clothing company. And I micronize crystals into dust and our crystals, mix them into the ink, and screen print sacred geometry onto organic clothing, and which you have one of my beautiful pink shirts.
I love it.
With the flower of life and the chakras up the back. So it is through this medium, through beautiful clothing with crystals, because everybody knows, you know, crystals do wonderful things for our energy field, where I am creating, I'm helping the collective, all of us, to create a grid through sacred geometry and through the essence of crystals, in which we will eventually work on creating a vibrational tipping point for the whole planet.
My husband is still saying, I can't believe how soft that shirt is.
Yeah, the bamboo is amazing. It is really the best fabric on the planet.
And I have the mandala on the back, on my back.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Yes, so wisdomwear.org is the name of my sacred geometry clothing company, wisdomwear.org. So it's just one component of the many, you know, the many mediums that I'm working through right now, the many hats that I'm wearing, you know, as a healer and a teacher and a woman, to bring forward ancient knowledge, to return the ancient knowledge and wisdom to us in this time and space.
That is so, I love that thing. I would live in it 24 hours a day, but once in a while you do have to, like, let it have a bath.
Well, you're allowed to have more than one.
Oh, that's true. Because you have a beautiful line of those. They are wonderful, and I will put your website on my Facebook page.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been really fun to co-create through beautiful clothing that really do help people energetically and teach them a little bit about the ancient art of sacred geometry. And again, I can't amplify enough, like, how much sacred geometry really is the exit point out of the matrix and into the higher realms and into this realm of spirit, where we are working, where we can become one with the co-creator and really realize our purpose and the life of our dreams through higher vibrations. I mean, and that's really what it's
I love sacred
about.
Geometry, and I nearly flunked geometry in high school.
Well, if they taught sacred geometry in high school, it would be so much more fascinating and useful.
That's
true. Nobody uses their high school geometry, but if we really learned about the Platonic solids and, you know, geometry as art and geometry as a medium for creativity, you know, think about, like, how much that would help young people, you know, to come into their own as they go through life.
This is true. If they taught the classes in high school the way you do things and the way Hibiscus taught me about crystals, I would be so happy. I mean, no offense to my high school teachers, but you guys really make the sciences come alive, and I would have been paying much more attention. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, art and science, spirituality and science really are one and the same. They're two sides of the same coin. And when you blend them together, you have this very rich, full understanding of the right and the left hemispheres of the brain, and harmonize them together and allow them to work together. They don't have to be polarized.
And I don't know if anyone out there has a Lemurian crystal. Meditating with a Lemurian is so cool because I did that and had some beautiful music, and I actually visited. Now, there is supposedly a Lemuria sister city, and so I went to Lemuria, and it was gorgeous.
Well, you know, Hawaii is the heart of Lemuria. Hawaii is the heart of what was the former Lemurian civilization. It is the fifth dimension.
It's
so when
gorgeous.
You are here on this land, you're experiencing your Lemurian self.
You know what? It's hard to come back. You know, when the music stops and you know the music stops, so you're going, okay, I know I have to come back. I don't want to come back.
Well,
it's
you know, maybe you have to come back from the island, but you can bring forward with you to wherever you return to the magic of Lemuria, and this land will really change you forever. I have people come do retreats with me, personal and group retreats, and just being in the sacred spaces on this island, which there are many, many, many all over this island, it changes your DNA. You know, it changes you from the inside out, and people really are different when they return back home.
Okay, we just have a couple of nanoseconds here to give people all of your blessings, because when we come back, we're going to have some housekeeping to do. So can you give us a mermaid blessing before the break, and then we'll come back and do our housekeeping and other good stuff that we do on this show?
A mermaid blessing, okay.
30 seconds.
You know, my blessing and my wish for you all is to live in your very highest purpose, pleasure, joy, allow the energy of the mer and the dolphins and cetaceans into your heart space. Allow them to teach you and guide you and raise you up to your fullest.
Perfect, and we'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome Welcome back, everybody. And in case you wonder why I sound a little funny, it's because our angel of the week this week is the angel of the oceans, Amirabeth, and she got me so much she choked me up, and I'm sucking on a cough drop. Cough drop. Yeah, I can't even say it. A cough drop. And so I've got my pink Lemurian crystal, my favorite one. That it's my master crystal that I meditate with every day. And it's this gorgeous 4-inch pink Lemurian. And so I picked the angel card of the week. And if you're new to the show, I have a deck of cards that has a gemstone of the week, and on the back of it is an angel. And oddly enough, I never know which card I'm going to pick. I shuffle the deck and then pick a card. And it came out, are you ready? Pink kunzite. So that's a pink quartz. And a Lemurian, of course, is a quartz. So I have my pink Lemurian. I have picked a pink kunzite for today. And it says, are you searching for more love in your life? Can't get more loving than Amirabeth, but we could try. Are you searching for more love in your life? Look within yourself. Embrace the love that resides within you and allow it to radiate all around you. Become a magnet for love, light, well-being, and the gifts will come. Whoa. I just had my birthday, so the gifts already came. Okay. And on the other side, there's an angel for each card, is the angel of love. And these are the affirmations you should tell yourself. I am love, and all that surrounds me and all that is attracted to me is love. I look within and love all aspects of myself exactly as I am. I attract love, joy, and happiness into my life, and I am comforted. Aww, that's so sweet. Now, see, that's all gooey, sweet, and wonderful. And the next segment is, y'all comfortable and happy? And because the next segment is, you ready? What makes you so mad you see red and blow smoke out your ears?
Oh, you know, it's got to be litter in the ocean.
I
often take part in beach cleanups here on Kauai, and the plastic that washes up on the beach, it's just horrendous. And there's so many things that we can do to cut back on our plastic intake. You know, plastic straws are a really big perpetrator. You carry around a reusable straw with you when you go to get your drink or whatever at Starbucks instead of getting a straw. And you know, the idea that there's so much trash in our oceans that's got to be my biggest rant.
Yeah, me too, because San Diego, you know, we're beach town. And we've got the cigarettes. The cigarettes are terrible. Ugh. I thought we had quit smoking around here, but no. So there's cigarettes. In fact, I have a not official, but semi-adopted daughter, because she's Vietnamese and we're helping her with her English. Went to her graduation and there were people smoking everywhere, which, you know, got under my contact lenses and drove me crazy. But, you know, they dropped the butts and it goes into the ocean. Ew. Ew.
Yeah. It's just not okay.
That's terrible because, you know, water gets, well, first of all, it's killing the fish. But then, you know, water gets in your lungs and stuff. Ew, no, nasty. And then the fish get tangled in you know, the plastic and stuff that they leave, like the sick pack rings. Ooh. So you may be the best rant, but whoever has the best rant, and you can send it to drred@gmail.com, or you can put it on my Facebook page along with going there to see the information about Amirabeth. You can put your rant on there, but whoever has the best rant will win one of my wigs, because, you know, I am a natural redhead, but I do wear wigs because I'm old. So it's too much trouble to fix my hair every day. I wear red wigs. And you can win one of my wigs. And then if you're not a redhead, you will be an honorary redhead and a member of the Dr. Redhead Society. So post your rants. And last month, I think the best rant was probably Tony the Vet, and he's upset. We're talking about sacred geometry. San Diego is cutting their budget for the arts. That's ridiculous. What has not been touched by art? Can you think of anything that hasn't been designed by a graphic artist or somebody? Everything is art. So, post your rant, guys. Seriously. So we need a rent. Now, the other thing is, it's not real hard to become a member of the Dr. Redhead Society. Just post something on my Facebook page and you're in. How hard is that? Now, before we say goodbye and thanks to Amirabeth, what stuff have you got up for the next month or two?
Oh, gosh. Coming upward, I'm planning my next retreat on Kauai, which will happen in September. You can find information on that through my Facebook page, Amirabeth Myrrh Healer, or myrrhjourneys.com. And then just Growing Wisdom Wear. You know, my vision is to get 144,000 people in my crystal-infused sacred geometry clothing, because that's the ascension number in the Bible. And I feel when we reach that as a collective, that we're going to create a vibrational tipping point for all of us. So bringing wisdom wear out into on a global scale, and personal healing sessions, you know, working with people multidimensionally, helping people access their own inner guidance, their own soul's guidance to help themselves out in this reality. So all those things are important to me, plus so much more. And I would welcome anybody into my community as well.
Now, you said you can heal some people by Skype?
Yes, I work over the internet because I live on an island.
That is so cool.
You will get a link to a Zoom webinar, and everything works just fine, as if just the same as if you were working with me in person, and, you know, maybe even better. So, yeah.
That is so cool. Now, do I have all...
me at amirabeth.com.
So that's all the information I need, or if there's anything more, email it to me and I will get it up on my page.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
That is so cool. I have to say, you have been the bubbliest, probably most fun, maybe a little confusing about all those parallel lives all at once. But see, now you make me want to really go back, because I can do regression on other people. But I haven't had regression done on me. Can you do a regression on Skype?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Any internet medium, yeah, of course.
Okay, see, now we got 2 minutes, and now you got me all excited about wanting to have a regression myself. Maybe sometime we can do a regression, and then I can have you back on the show, and we can tell people how the regression
went.
Yeah,
that would be fantastic if you decide to share your experience. I'm sure that people would be really excited to know about that. It is pretty unique.
Because I know we're sisters. I already know that. It's just, you know, one of those intuitive things.
Yeah.
So I want to have you back. But I do have to tell you guys, next week is... what is next week? Cotton. It just went flying out of my... Oh, Natalie Lidwell. And she does mind movies. And mind movies are a fantastic way to maximize your brain power. And other than my brain having holes in it like Swiss cheese, you will love that show. So thank you so much for coming. And I do have one thing to say to you guys. And I want to make sure that you do learn this, that it's all right to flip your wig, but it is not okay to lose your mind. So if all else fails you, remember that, because I do love my red wigs. It is okay to flip your wig, but it's not okay to lose your mind. So we'll see you next week, and we're going to learn from Natalie Lidwell how to empower yourself through mind movies. And thank you so much, Amirabeth, for coming, because we had the best time, and I want to go swimming with you in Hawaii.
Mahalo and aloha.
Oh, mahalo and aloha to you. That was so much fun. I want to go swimming. We'll see y'all next week.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.